It's a day Ukraine's president might not want to have to commemorate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's World Refugee Day. In his country alone, Volodymyr Zelensky says this many people have fled their homes.
More than 12 million citizens. Can you imagine that?
And more than half of them have also fled Ukraine to a neighboring country, leaving everything behind.
All of that was destroyed by Russian invasion.
And as Russian forces keep bombarding eastern areas of Ukraine, President Zelensky also tells the Global Policy Forum.
Russian war against us has triggered also a global food crisis.
Because there's a blockade on grain exports relied on around the world. Police in Washington, D.C. keep searching for whoever fired shots during a street festival and concert last night. A 15-year-old boy was killed. This man was there.
Yeah, he was screaming out for his mom. And it's hurtful to hear that, man. And nobody was able to help him. To see him go, it's like... It bothers me.
Three others were also hurt, including a police officer. Police in New York City are also looking for whoever opened fire. Early this morning, Fox's Alexis McAdams is in the Harlem neighborhood where it happened.
At least nine people were shot and one person was killed. The man killed was 21 years old and he died at a local hospital. Police tell us that they found five people injured on a footpath underneath a bridge. Officers then started CPR on scene and other victims were rushed to the hospital.
This week, the only Americans unable to get COVID vaccines will finally be getting jabbed. Kids as young as 6 months old, now that the CDC gave final approval over the weekend.
It's unclear how quickly parents are going to be utilizing them. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey back in April found that only one in five parents of children under five want to vaccinate their kids right away when authorized, but two in five plan to take a wait-and-see approach.
Fox's Jonathan Seri, the Pfizer and Moderna shots were okayed. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has two more hearings in the House this week, tomorrow and Thursday. The two Republicans on that committee voted to impeach then-President Trump after the riot and have faced intense criticism from the right. That's been taken up a level.
Illinois Rep. Adam Kinzinger posting a letter on social media that he says was addressed to his wife, that he says threatened the life of his family. Also saying that the darkness is spreading courtesy of cowardly leaders fearful of truth. Asking in the post, is this what you want, GOP? Pastors? Though without saying who actually sent the alleged letter or why, and telling ABC's This Week.
My party has utterly failed the American people at truth. It makes me sad. But it's a fact.
GOP leaders, even former President Trump, have railed against Kinzinger and fellow Republican Wyoming Rep. Liz Cheney for their roles in the January 6th committee. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There is a new probe in D.C. after seven producers for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert TV show were arrested last week for unlawful entry into the Capitol.
Capitol Police continue to investigate how the crew got into the Longworth House office building Thursday night. Republicans are now blasting Democrats for letting them in. Fox has told an aide for Massachusetts Democrat Jake Auchincloss allowed them in. Capitol Police shooed them away earlier Thursday. They were denied press credentials to cover the 1-6 committee hearings. The crew was shooting comedy skits about the investigation.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. A few weeks before President Biden takes a trip to the Middle East, Israel's defense minister says Israel's helping to build an American-led regional air defense alliance against Iran. It has already thwarted attempted attacks from Iran. The president will all go to Israel and the West Bank and Saudi Arabia, where oil prices and production could be a big topic. Gas is down a fraction of sixth straight day. AAA's national average for regulars $4.98 a gallon, about 3 cents off its record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.